Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of October 9th. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers Inn content. Extra Life is back, and the Gamers Inn will be embarking on an epic journey to play video games in support of Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. If you're a big fan of the Gamers Inn and you've been around for the last 6 years, even the last couple years, you must be familiar with Extra Life, a marathon where we play video games in support of sick kids around the world. And more specifically, Jocelyn and I play for Sick Kids, a hospital that is in Toronto that has affected us in a positive way through, you know, in our lives. So we really, really enjoy doing Extra Life each year, and we love doing it with you, our fans. And that's why I would love you to go to bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2018, check out the team, get more information about the event, and then donate, share the links, and join us on October 27th and on November 10th, where Jocelyn and I have split up streaming duties, and you can check out both days for Extra Life fun. So you can donate and get free games, and, well, why don't we get back to that a little later? Let's talk about the Gamers Inn this week. What are we doing this week? So Jocelyn is back. It's going to be both of us once again. We are both here, and that is how it's gonna be for the foreseeable future. I'll lock that in. BlizzCon is around the corner, so you can expect a little bump in the road there. But as for this week, we're both here. I personally have finished up Shadow of the Tomb Raider. I kind of wanted to get through it as someone who played the first two games and wanted to see the conclusion to the trilogy. The game gets stronger as it goes, but doesn't quite, you know, reach the level in which I was very satisfied with it. I don't know, there's just something missing. It was, something felt off about it. You know, the side quests, all the, you know, the dialogue wasn't synced properly, just not really that great of animation. The main stuff, all good, you know, on par with what I'd expect from a Tomb Raider game. Story was okay. It kind of brings the origin story full circle as expected. And yeah, I don't know, I'll have more to say on the show this week, but I did finish it. I wanted to get through it before we talked about it again. I've been dabbling with Forza Horizon 4, thanks to the Xbox Game Pass. I'm actually going to be testing out the Mixer integration. So normally I would stream on Twitch every Tuesday at 8 o'clock at night, but I decided that there's Mixer integrations with Forza, and I wanted to try that out before I talked about it on the show, because it is an interesting thing. Usually when you stream games, you know, the interactions that you're really looking for are between you and the chat room and the hilarious stuff that happens in-game. But with this, it actually connects your game, and you earn experience points by streaming and by watching streams for Forza on Mixer. So I would normally stream on Twitch tonight. I am taking a break, and I'm going to do a little couch streaming and test out the Xbox One capabilities. I also plan to play Life is Dead. Life is Dead. I'm getting ahead of myself. Life is Strange 2, Episode 1, and that, you know, that darkness, it'll make sense in a second. I have it. I've been meaning to play it. I received a review code from Square Enix, and I really do want to check it out for the show, even though I didn't really dig Before the Storm. But, you know, when they pitched this second one, it was kind of like, oh, they've got powers again. And it seems like a completely different story from what was presented in the original Life is Strange, but in the same feel. You know, it's not Chloe and Max doing teenage type stuff. It's a completely different dynamic. It's two brothers this time, and it's kind of billed as a road trip. So I want to check it out for myself and see how it is. It's been getting, I don't think it's lit the world on fire like Life is Strange did originally, but it's kind of hard to do that in October these years. So, speaking of which, we've got Red Dead Redemption. It's so close. So I do want to get through Life is Strange 2, Episode 1, before that comes out. Because I really do feel like October, November will be BlizzCon and Red Dead Redemption 2. Speaking of which, Red Dead Redemption 2, I believe Jocelyn is getting it. But as for what she's playing this week, I let her know I finished Shadow of the Tomb Raider. She's going to try to get some more time in it to join in on the updated impressions conversation over on the Gamers Inn. As for Summoner's Call, we had a new event announced right after we finished recording, and it's kind of a Twitter, one of their Twitter events where they go for a bunch of retweets, but it's actually in-game, and it involves using a specific skill with a hero, and the entire community is meant to band together to get the bonuses. So that's going on. We'll have some thoughts on that. Also, the Special Heroes banner for Halloween has been announced and will be out tomorrow, so we'll talk about that. As for the rest of October and November, we don't have an events calendar, so we'll be kind of looking at that. Maybe we'll have it by the time we record. Who knows? But, like, when is Book 3 coming out? You know, we just got 2.10. Theoretically, we could get an announcement for 3.0 at some point, so we'll see. Summoner's Call being our Fire Emblem Heroes podcast, so if you want to check that out, go to gamersinpodcast.com/fey. As for upcoming events, as I mentioned earlier, Extra Life, and I just wanted to quickly talk about donation incentives. So as we have stated in the past, usually people wait till we stream to donate, but if you aren't able to make it out to the stream, you can still donate and get cool stuff. Speaking of which, if you donate, no matter which amount, you get a free game from our prize list, which is at bit.ly/TGIprizes. If you have donated, certainly get in touch using the instructions at the top of the page. And if you want to donate early, there's lots of good games, and it is first come, first serve. Once it's taken, that code's gone, and you have to pick from the rest of the list. And also, if you donate over a specific amount, I believe it's $20, you get to add a game to our wheel. That's more for the live gamers, so if you want to if you donate more than 20, you can actually suggest a game be added to our wheel to randomly select what we play. And if you donate $50, you can add a game to the wheel 3 times and play with us on stream once it pops up. And yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun doing the random stuff. It keeps it fresh, you know, so we're not like trying to decide what we're playing. It's always decided by the luck of the draw. As for games coming out this week, this Friday, Luigi's Mansion is coming out on 3DS. That's a remake of the GameCube launch title. Call of Duty Black Ops 4 is also out on Friday. That's PS4, Xbox One, and PC. I, for one, I'm staying away from the first-person stuff. I don't know, man. It's the first-person shooters. I just can't get into it. And it's because I'm terrible at them. And that's just the way the cookie crumbles. That's going to do it for this mini. Gamers In will record live this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on twitch.tv/thegamersin. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.